The first day of the blessed month of Bermuda. The departure of Saint Silvanus the Monk. On this day, the Holy Father, Abba Silvanus the Monk, departed. This blessed man became a monk since his youth under the guidance of Saint Macarius the Great in the wilderness of Shahit. He pursued every narrow path by long fasting, many vigils, humility, austere asceticism, and love. He left the wilderness in the year 407 AD during the first raid of the Berbers. He went to Sinai, and later on he returned to Shahit, where he completed his spiritual strife. One day he prostrated his face down to the ground and remained as such for a long period of time. When he raised his head, the brethren asked him insistently to narrate to them what had happened to him. And he replied, saying, "My mind was taken up to paradise, and there I saw many of the lay people, and then they took me to the places of torment, where I saw many of the monks being taken there. When I saw that, I wept. A luminous angel came and told me, 'Listen to me, for I will let you know the reality of what you had seen. The monks that were taken to Hades, those who drove themselves to the love of possessions and were opinionated, had forsaken praising God and reading the Holy Scriptures. As of the lay people who went to paradise, were those who were patient and giving thanks to the Lord for whatever happened to them.' He commanded his disciples never to cease working with their hands and to give alms with what exceeded their needs. And he commanded them also to persevere in prayer and reading the holy books. One day, a monk came to the monastery and saw the monks working with their hands. And he said to them, 'Do not labor for the food which perishes, for it is written, Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her.' When the old father, Abba Silvanus, heard that, he told his disciple, 'Give him a book and take him to a cell wherein there is nothing.' When the ninth hour came, the elderly father and his disciples ate, but did not invite that other monk. During that time, the monk was gazing with his eyes towards the door, waiting for someone to come and invite him to eat. And when he became very hungry, he left the cell and he asked the old man, 'Have the brethren eaten today?' And Saint Silvanus replied, 'Yes.' And the monk asked, 'Why did you not call me to eat with them?' And Saint Silvanus replied, 'You are a spiritual man who has no need for food for the body. You have chosen the good part, but we are corporeal beings in need of food for the body, and for this reason, we need to work.' The other monk knew that he had transgressed with his words, and he bowed before the holy man and asked for his forgiveness. Saint Silvanus told the monk, 'My son, we need to work, for Mary needs Martha, and through Martha, Mary was praised.' Thus the monk had greatly benefited from this lesson. This father wrote many valuable discourses about the spiritual strife, and when he finished his strife in a good old age, God made it known to him the time of his departure. And he called the fathers and the monks and asked them to pray on his behalf. And then Saint Silvanus departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. This day also marks the departure of the righteous Aaron the priest, son of Amram, who was from the tribe of Levi and the brother of Moses, the great prophet. When he was 83 years old, God trusted Aaron to participate with Moses in delivering the Hebrews out of Egypt. He spoke with the elders of the children of Israel with all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. And then he did signs in the sight of the people, and so the people believed. Aaron carried Moses' rod before Pharaoh and before the people. He was a part of the war against Amalek. Aaron and Hur supported Moses' hands in Rephidim until Israel prevailed. Aaron was present with his two sons, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel when God made a covenant with Moses and the people. Nevertheless, when Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, Aaron had weakness of faith when he made a golden calf for the people and even built an altar before it. However, God forgave him this transgression and consecrated him and his offspring to minister unto the Lord. Moses anointed them with the anointing oil to consecrate them for the service during the celebration of consecrating the tabernacle. Aaron served as chief priest for 40 years, in which he faced many hardships. The Lord put to death his two sons, Nadab and Abihu, for they offered profane fire before him. Moses warned him and his two sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, from showing their grief for them. When Aaron and Miriam spoke against Moses, for he had married an Ethiopian woman, Miriam became leprous. As for Aaron, he asked for the mercy of the Lord and confessed his sin, and God forgave him and his sister. The Lord also saved him and Moses from the wrath of those who raised up against them, the sons of Korah, by commanding the earth to open its mouth and swallow them. The Lord demonstrated his contentment with Aaron when he made the rod of Aaron sprout and put forth buds, excluding the other rods of the leaders of Israel, in spite of the fact that Moses and Aaron did not hallow the Lord before the assembly when they asked for water to drink. Therefore, Aaron and Moses were forbidden from entering the promised land along with the assembly. Aaron died on the top of Mount Hor after he had taken off his priestly vestments and put them on Eleazar. May the prayers of Aaron be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 866 AD, the Bedouins of Upper Egypt rose up and attacked the desert of the great St. Macarius, also called the Wilderness of Shehit. They plundered what they could in the churches and monasteries there. The monks gathered together and prayed and asked for the intercession of the Virgin St. Mary, the angels, and the saints. And God answered these prayers and drove out the Bedouin attackers and saved the monks from their wickedness. May the Lord guard all of us from the vices of the evil one, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.